As far as I am concerned, the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission was created by an act of the legislature that gave power to commissioners to act in consonance with the law. When I assumed power of the commission was completely dead. I took the commission to the present status of where the commission is now. And for the president to act in the way he acted, I think it's in violation of the recent opinion of the Supreme Court. And the recent opinion of the Supreme Court is unambiguous. So the action of the president is in complete violation of my constitutional rights and that of the opinion of the Supreme Court.
Yes, the legislative branch had the powers to amend the law creating the Anti-Corruption Commission. My understanding is that wasn't that already done?
We filed a petition consistent with law on our constitutional provision that our rights were being violated under the Constitution. Under the act creating the new LSCC, the Supreme Court said that, first, the action was premature. Second, the Supreme Court said that we acted strictly outside of the rules, that we were not affected. And the Supreme Court said that the law was futuristic. And the Supreme Court said if the government decided to act consistent with their own rights, they should take due cognizance of Article 25 of the 1986 Constitution, which provides that no law shall contravene the action of the contract rights of an individual. So, based upon that, we believe that the action of the president is in strict violation of the opinion of the Honorable Supreme Court.
Let's say your argument is correct, sir. The president has appointed the members of the new Anti-Corruption Commission. What do you intend to do?
Thank you, Bote. The question is very good. What we intend to do is that to seek legal opinion of the interpretation of Article 20 and Article 25 of the 86 Constitution on our law. We believe that Article 20 is a due process. I was appointed, I was confirmed by the national legislature under the law, and my dismissal should insinuate cause. Where my dismissal had not insinuated any cause to show that the president acted by wrong rules. And we are saying that we acted based upon the fact that we were in strict conformity of what was created by the national legislature under the 1986 Constitution for the fact that we are not in violation of any act to prosecute those that violated and those that were caught in a corrupt act by this government. We believe that we are being persecuted. We are being chased by this government for the mere fact that we acted strictly in consonance of the law to go after those people who violated the rights of the Liberian people.
The last time I spoke with you earlier this year, you were saying that your life was threatened. Do you still feel that way?
But as I speak to you, I know that I'm being pursued by individuals. I know that my present situation is under threat. But come what may, we will speak and justify the rights of the people who have been violated.
Mr. Clyde Martin, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.